Welcome back to the Greater Greener Georgia podcast, where environmental justice and democracy converge. Today, we hear from Georgia Conservation Voters' very own Briante McCorkle as she speaks on voting rights and the Georgia Public Service Commission. As always, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more content like this.
In 2019, I re-engaged with the Georgia Public Service Commission, and I learned way more about the Public Service Commission and their role in regulating Georgia Power than I ever understood before. I better understood the dynamics of who Georgia Power's customers were and where they lived and their energy burden. I realized that a huge part of their customer base was Black voters. And yet when I looked at the Public Service Commission, it was five white male Republicans, and it had been that way for over 100 years in the state of Georgia. I learned that there had never been representation from a Black commissioner that hadn't initially been appointed by the governor. So the only Black representation on the commission to date at that point had been appointed by Governor Roy Barnes, and that was Commissioner David Burgess. When, you know, he tried to run statewide, ultimately he wasn't successful in being able to keep a seat. And so that lack of representation was really glaring considering who was most impacted by the decisions the commission was making. Representation matters. I have been the only person in a room sometimes coming from my background with my experience, and I've watched a conversation go one direction because there wasn't an original or a unique thought from someone who had a different background. I learned the importance of being able to share my experience in those rooms and changing the trajectory of the conversation just by my presence. So representation matters. It can really, really expand a conversation that otherwise wouldn't be expanded. And in this era of humanity, it's important that we expand the conversation. It's important that we go beyond business as usual to meet the challenges that we are facing as humanity today. Climate change is a major challenge. So the commission is making these decisions about what power Georgia Power chooses to generate to meet the electricity demand. They claim not to have a whole lot of authority over it, but I've seen the commission use its authority to expand Georgia Power's programming to push them to go further on things like rooftop solar that they wouldn't, but I just haven't seen any will since then. In addition to what types of energy people are going to be using, it's also about how much people get to pay for it. And they keep allowing the power company to move forward with dirty, expensive fossil fuel expansions, gas, coal, that pollute the air in our communities, pollute the water, and then also exacerbate climate change, and then end up costing us more on the back end. It shows up in our bills in the form of increased rates every year, to clean up the messes that they've made, to update the grid because stronger storms are coming because of climate change. It ends up on our bills in the form of fuel charges. Every time gas prices go up, those get passed to the customers. It ends up, on our bills, just and just takes this money out of our pockets. And again, looking at their base, it's people all over Georgia, so everyone's really impacted by this, but especially the low-income people. Georgia Power used to regularly say that 40% of its customer base made less than $40,000 a year. They don't say that as publicly anymore. I wonder why. Because it shows that they are literally taking the money out of the pockets of poor people all across the state and using that to pad their bottom line and posting record-breaking profits quarter after quarter through Southern Company. And it's maddening. It's unfair, it's unjust, it's wealth extraction at its worst. And I felt like it was important that somebody stood up for the people of Georgia, somebody stood up for Georgia Power customers, but especially Black Georgia Power customers who were bearing this extreme burden in the form of energy bills. So we decided to sue, me and a few other Black voters in the Metro Atlanta area. What we learned in this process was that the voters in District 3, Public Service Commission District 3, which is most heavily concentrated in the Metro Atlanta area, those voters, they have consistently voted as a block, voted together to try to get rid of their public service commissioners. What we saw was their votes were being drowned out by voters in all of the other districts. And when you look at where those voters are, they're in mostly rural Georgia, and they're mostly not Georgia Power customers. Their bills aren't going up. They're not bearing the cost of these bad decisions the Public Service Commission has made. So they don't have an incentive to vote these commissioners out. They're fine. So they kept, you know, voting to keep the Republican incumbent commissioner in office. It's one thing if they're not the majority, but for them to not even have one person on the commission to make their case, that's wild. That's unfair. That's unjust. And not only that, it's illegal.
Just a quick reminder, we have a membership program for our biggest supporters. If you want to become a GC VIP and have access to exclusive events and cool swag, make a donation today. To become a GC VIP, you can make a one-time donation of $100 or more, or you can become a monthly donor of any amount. Even $5 a month makes a huge impact on our work. To make your donation, head over to gcvedfund.org/donate, and don't forget to check the box that says make this contribution monthly if that's how you're choosing to support us. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show.
The Voting Rights Act is intended to protect voters from election structures that effectively deny or dilute our right to vote and have fair representation. So it was a little nerve-wracking to file this lawsuit. You know, here I am going after the Georgia Secretary of State, the Georgia Public Service Commission. In some ways, Georgia Power and Southern Company are very deeply invested in the outcome of this lawsuit because these commissioners regulate them. And there's these, you know, big, heavy corporate players in these 100-year-plus government institutions that I have to navigate to try to fight for the rights of Black voters. And it was intimidating. But if we just looked at the facts of what was going on, of what had historically transpired in the Public Service Commission and how that impacted voters, especially Black voters, I knew that, you know, something was unjust and illegal about it, and it was worth pursuing in court. That court case really took some time. It dragged out. It was, you know, we filed it, and then it went through a lot of legal proceedings and motions to dismiss and you know, a little back and forth before we actually got to a trial date a couple years later. And it did take that long, right? We filed this case sometime in the tail end of the pandemic. So it took a while for us to actually be able to get to court and to be able to argue our case. And I will say that I'll never forget the feeling of being in that courtroom and being able to take all that I had learned about utilities in Georgia, all that I had learned about racial inequity, climate and environmental justice issues, to do work that honored my community and was hopefully going to result in a better future for them. In the court case, I kept thinking about my grandma. She would always tell me, hey, listen, you know, turn the lights off because we will be sitting in the dark, right? Because my grandma, even then, was a Black voter, in the state of Georgia, who was being impacted by this high energy burden. And so to be in this courtroom, fighting this case, making these arguments, was really just a great opportunity to honor her. So after that hearing, we basically had to play the waiting game, right? We had to let the judge sit with all the facts, sit with all the evidence that was submitted, all the testimony, and to determine whether or not we had met the conditions, to prove that this was a Voting Rights Act violation. And that judge did finally rule in our favor in 2022. That judge said, hey, listen, this doesn't, none of this is legal. This is a clear violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. It is illegal to elect public service commissioners this way. It is diluting Black votes, and this election method must change. And we were ecstatic. He announced that it would have been right around the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. So it was very special to receive that ruling when we did. And I was over the moon. And then immediately, you know, the realities of the legal system set in, right? Even though we had met all the preconditions and we had met all the precedent and we had, you know, firmly demonstrated that this election method was a violation of the Voting Rights Act and diluting black votes, the state appealed it. And I remember the nature of their argument being technical. Oh, well, technically this isn't the right jurisdiction and technically it doesn't, you know, fit under the Voting Rights Act. They couldn't even argue the substance of the claim about whether or not the election method was diluting black votes. They didn't even touch it. They couldn't even deny that fact. They decided to just try to get it thrown out on a technicality. And through the appeals process, which was lengthy, right? There was an appeal. We had to appeal. We had to ask the Supreme Court to intervene. It was a lot of back and forth. The Public Service Commission races were on the ballot. Then they weren't. Then they were. Then they weren't. It was a lot of flurrying of legal activity. Ultimately, the Public Service Commission races were canceled for that year while the legal battle wore on. But we ended up going to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals and having another hearing in front of them. It wasn't a full-blown hearing like before where, you know, me and other plaintiffs and witnesses got to testify. It was a panel of three judges, Judge Grant, Judge Branch, and I can't remember the third judge, but it's important because in that panel, my attorney and the state's attorney got to, you know, present our cases in front of that panel of three judges. And that was disheartening. It was incredibly disempowering because I had so much to say and I couldn't stand up. There was no opportunity in that venue, in that court. And I feel very strongly that I could not have faith in this panel of judges to be a neutral party because at least one of the judges demonstrated the use of talking points, didn't just demonstrate, absolutely was using the talking points that I had heard the Southern Company executives, Georgia Power executives, and the Public Service Commission use to try to dismiss these claims that we were making, to try to justify their rate increases and their otherwise, you know, bad behavior. It was the exact same set of talking points. And, you know, where would this judge have gotten that level of depth of knowledge and those specific talking points? So it was just hard to believe that she hadn't been, worked before she got in that room. And so obviously I don't have any evidence of it, but those talking points were very familiar. And I felt like I knew how this was gonna go. And after we had the hearing, after another waiting game, ultimately the ruling came out and it wasn't in our favor. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals chose to side with the state, and their argument was pretty much that because this is a statewide election, the federal government, Congress in particular, cannot tell the state of Georgia how to run its own elections, that it is the state's right, Georgia's right as a state, to run the Public Service Commission elections the way that they want to. The whole purpose of the Voting Rights Act is to protect voters where states aren't protecting them. It is to intervene in states and other elections that are unfair and unjust and denying black people their constitutional right to vote. That is the point of the Voting Rights Act. So to say that, you know, it's not enough authority to tell the state of Georgia to fix this race, which is demonstrably diluting black votes, it didn't feel like a real ruling, a fair ruling. So we're obviously not happy with the outcome of the appeals court ruling. And so we will be appealing again. We'll be exploring other legal options beyond appealing, but it's not over.